The Satmar Rebbe, Rabbi Yoel Teitelbaum, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, espouses an incredibly beautiful idea. The Rebbe writes that during Hakafas, many have the custom, during one of the Hakafas, to sing the piyut, to sing the song of Yedid Nefesh. A piyut that many of us know because we sing it before Kabbalah Shabbos as well, or by Shalosh Shudas. And in that piyut, there's a phrase, Mishoch Avdecha El Ritzoncha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, literally again, pull your servants to your Ratzon, pull your servants to your will. What does that mean? So in that phrase, what we're expressing is the idea that sometimes we want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but for whatever the reason, I just can't get my act together. I just can't get there. So in those moments, I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know I want to be close to you. So if I don't come to you, I'm asking you, Mishoch Avdecha, pull me close to you. Pull me close to you. Even though I'm not coming on my own, I'm asking you to pull me close to you. So says the Rebbe something amazing. You know, in halacha, there's a concept called meshicha, meaning in halacha, in order to acquire an object, you have to use a kinyan. A kinyan means a mode of acquisition. One of the modes of acquisition which exists is something called meshicha. Meshicha literally means I pull something from the current owner to me. So right now, Reuven owns the object, I do meshicha, I pull it to me, and now I become the owner. But the Rebbe says something amazing, the Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat Paskins, that meshicha doesn't work. The Shulchan Aruch says, Birshus Mocher. In order for meshicha, in order to pull an object, to acquire an item through pulling it to me, it has to be outside of the domain of the seller, or outside of the domain of the current owner. So for example, if I want to go ahead and acquire Reuven's cow, so I could do meshicha, I could pull the cow towards me. But if the cow is situated in Reuven's domain and the owner's domain, then the fact that I pull the cow towards me is inconsequential. You could only acquire the object through meshicha if the object is taken out of the domain of the current owner. So ask the Rebbe something amazing. How can I say Meshoch Avdecha El Ritzoncha? How could I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do Meshicha, pull me to you? After all, LaHashem Ha'aretz Umla'o. HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the world. He owns the land. He owns the earth. So everywhere I step is Rishus Mocher. Everywhere I step is His. So at the end of the day, how I'm asking God, God, do Meshicha, acquire me. Acquire me, pull me towards you. But the Halacha says that Meshicha doesn't work when the object that I want to acquire is situated in the domain of the mocher, of the seller. Well, I'm asking God to pull me towards Him. The problem is God is both the seller and the buyer. So how could God pull me towards Him? If the entire world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could the HaKadosh Baruch Hu do Meshicha on me? And here the Rebbe says something so beautiful. What do we say next in Yedid Nefesh? Yoratz Avdicha Kimo Ayal. Let your servant run toward you like an ayal, like a ram. And the Rebbe says, you know, when a ram runs, when it picks up real pace, there's a moment where it's running so quickly that all four of its legs break free of the earth. Sometimes during that sprint, you can see this sometimes with deer, right? Ayah literally means like not just the ram, but like a hind. You see this with deer, they run so quickly that there's that moment where all four of its legs are off the ground. So says the Rebbe, that's the pshat. Mishoch Avdecha El Ritzoncha Baruch Hu, I'm asking you, I want to come close to you. I love you, but sometimes, for whatever the reason, I don't make the journey on my own. So I'm asking you to do Meshicha, acquire me, pull me close to you, take ownership over me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do Meshicha on me. But there's only one way for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do Meshicha, and that's how? Yaratz Avdecha Kimo Ayal. There has to be a moment where I lift my legs off the earth. There has to be a moment where ultimately, again, I break free of gravity. I lift my legs off the earth. And in that moment, when I lift my legs off the earth, I'm not, so to speak, birshus mocher. I'm not in the domain of the seller. In that moment when I break free from the earth, that moment when, like the ram, like the deer, I lift my legs up from the earth, that's the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Meshicha. That's the moment that Hashem brings me close to Him. And the Rebbe says something amazing. All of us want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we often think that it's such a long journey, it's so complicated, it's overwhelming. It's not true. All you need to do is break free of the mundanity of this world for one moment. get your legs off the ground for just one moment. And in that moment, Mishoch Avdecha al Ratzoncha. In that moment when you break free of the earth, then ultimately again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Mashicha and brings me close. Because the truth is, you know what, sometimes we're owned by the earth. Sometimes we're owned by the mundanity of our existence. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't do Mashicha. He can't acquire me if I'm Birshus Mocher, if I'm in the domain of the earth, if I'm in the domain of the mundane, if I'm in the domain of regularity. But all I need to do is break free from the earth for just a moment. Lift my feet up for just a moment. I break away from the Rishus Mocher, from the domain of my owner, from the domain of the earth. And then Hashem does Mashicha. Then Hashem could acquire me. Says the Rebbe, our goal each and every day is one moment of spiritual bliss. One moment where you feel like you're floating. One moment where you manage to break free of the chains of this world. One moment where you manage to lift your legs off the mundanity of everyday existence. Maybe that moment is during davening. Maybe that moment is when you're learning. Maybe that moment is when you're giving tzedakah. Maybe that moment is when you're doing a chesed. But each and every day, just find your moment. And if you find the ability to break free of the earth, lift yourself up just for one moment. Mishoch avdecha al ratzoncha. If you break free of the hold of the earth for just one moment, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do Mashicha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bring you close and make you His. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.